I had some cool videos to show you. I'll see what I can do. So I just arrived at McGill start of this year, and sometimes it feels like nobody knows what I do. So, you know, you're the first to find out. So I work with phylogenetic trees, and these are just simple, like family trees, but the tips, instead of being your mother, your father, your aunt, these are species. So it's how species are related to each other. And so Charles Darwin, at the age of sort of 30-something or other, had this crazy idea that species were related to each other. And this is like a really nice image from his notes, his rough notebook. And it shows a phylogenetic tree, that tree structure. And at the tips, in fact, these are genealogies. These are like related lineages. And he thought about this idea for a while. And 30-odd years later, he published The Origin of Species. And one picture in this book is a phylogenetic tree. It's how species relate to each other in this universal tree of life. And I can use this tree, we can use this tree to infer evolutionary process and other unanswered questions on how biodiversity is structured. Simply, closely related species are expected to share lots of similar traits. And so we can look at the causes of biodiversity patterns by looking at that tree structure. So the sort of work I do uses these trees to answer a whole wide range of evolution ecological questions. So here's some. So this is a brand new tree, a phylogenetic tree of mammals. So you can't see actually the branches here, just some of these starburst tips. But here is a tree of 5,500 species. And you can see some of these big clusters represent things like rodents, where there's lots of species. And towards the root of the tree, the origin of all mammals, this is where the monotremes are, these weird egg-laying mammals, and then the marsupials, that's like a small clade. There's very few these pouch marsupials in Australia, for example. So what sort of questions do I try to ask with this information, this evolutionary information? Well, we can look at the causes of extinction risk amongst mammals. So our closely related species clustered in that sort of tree, are the ones that clustered in clades, do they share similar traits that predispose them to high vulnerability to extinction, like anthropogenic threats, climate warming, etc.? So we can use that tree structure to see whether they cluster together in terms of how endangered they are. Another question we can ask is, how do diseases move between species? So if species which are closely related to each other, this might be on a timer, have similar sort of immunological traits, maybe they're vulnerable to the same set of diseases. And so we might expect pathogens to shift very rapidly between closely related species. So a prime example here would be AIDS, HIV, moving from chimpanzees to humans. We are each other's closest relatives. And finally, just to wrap up, another question I'm interested in is the distribution of biodiversity around the world. Can evolutionary history provide us an explanation to this? And here is a phylogeny sort of, shown within a sort of circular format. And here we've got more species in the tropics because lineages there have diversified at a faster rate. That dark band is where species have speciated. Lineages have diversified very rapidly, and maybe there are species-rich regions of the world because that is where it's a good place for evolution to be happening. Okay, and I think I'll wrap up there. Thank you.